Parents of teen peace activist held hostage by Hamas for over 2 months plead for her release. By Joshua Klein on December 8, 2023. The parents of Nama Levy, a teenager and advocate for Israeli-Palestinian coexistence who was abducted on October 7 and was last seen covered in blood and being dragged by the hair by a Hamas terrorist, are calling on international organizations and countries to pressure the Palestinian terror group to release her. The 19-year-old Levy, who volunteered with an organization dedicated to peaceful dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians, was kidnapped during the October 7 massacre by Hamas terrorists from her army base, Nachalaz. She completed her training as an observation soldier on the prior Wednesday, arrived at her new military base on Thursday, and was abducted on Saturday morning. She last messaged her mother, Ayelet, at 6:55 a.m., writing, "We're in a secure space," while noting the unprecedented gunfire and rocket salvo outside. Nama was later seen in footage from Gaza, visibly bloodied, handcuffed, and being forcibly removed from the trunk of a jeep by an armed Hamas terrorist who shoves her into a back seat, as Gazans crowd around to cheer and chant "Allahu Akbar, God is great." Described as a child of peace, Nama actively supported peaceful coexistence between Israelis and Palestinians, participating in initiatives such as Hands for Peace to foster dialogue between the two sides. Raised in India and educated in an American school, Nama volunteered with diverse children in Israel and practiced triathlon, reflecting her family's sports affinity. In an I-24 News interview Wednesday, Nama's father, Yoni Levy, urgently called for international action regarding his daughter who has been held hostage in Gaza for over 2 months by Hamas. He stressed Nama's dire condition while criticizing the lack of response from human rights and women's organizations. He also highlighted the failure of organizations like the Red Cross to intervene and provide necessary medical aid, underscoring the critical situation of Nama and other hostages in what he describes as a hellish situation in Gaza. "She is a good person, she volunteers with these organizations. But the moment we need them, the Red Cross, United Nations, and women organizations have disappeared," he said. Nama's mother, Ayelet, expressed her worry over her daughter's basic needs being met, like any mom would worry about. "What would you do if your daughter was being held hostage by violent rapists and murderers for 2 months?" she asks the public. She has also expressed how she misses her talks with Nama as she calls on anyone who can do anything to end her daughter's captivity do so immediately, noting that pressure on organizations and countries is needed to help. On Thursday, Representative Lois Frankel, DFL, spoke on the House floor, calling to free Nama, who dedicated her summers to peacebuilding, lamenting her mother's living nightmare. Concerns about Hamas's treatment of hostages continue to be raised, as Israeli authorities investigate substantial allegations of rape and sexual assault related to the October 7 massacre, having collected over 1,500 testimonies, including those of gang rape and post-mortem mutilation. In remarks made Tuesday, IDF International spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht said the Israeli army is absolutely concerned about such violence against hostages. His comments came amid first-hand accounts shared recently by freed captives at a meeting with Israeli officials, after several have shared testimonies of various abuses during their captivity in Gaza. Earlier this week, former Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman explained how the unprecedented October 7 attack shattered the hopes of good individuals who had sought peace with the Palestinians. "For years, good people with good intentions believed in and promoted the idea of peace between us and the Palestinians. Naive people, and yes, it is fair to call them that, who believed with all their hearts in the idea of two states, thought there were normal people who dream the same dream living in Gaza," he wrote. "That dream shattered into pieces on October 7, 2023, he added. Related, thousands of marchers arrive in Jerusalem from Tel Aviv to demand return of hostages. The matter follows Hamas' multi-pronged October attack that saw some 3,000 terrorists invade Israel by land, sea, and air and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to unspeakable atrocities. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 140 remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.